USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says the United States economy has added 379,000 jobs in February. Most of the jobs that were added in February were in leisure and hospitality, the hardest hit sectors of the economy. While February's numbers were better than expected, the market recovery continues to lag in other parts of the economy. The United States has administered more than 165 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines in the country as of Sunday morning and distributed nearly 208 million, the CDC said on Sunday. President Biden has come under fire for failing to mention Jesus Christ in his Easter address Sunday. Biden made sure to mention COVID-19 17 times. Critics said his address was an insult as he failed to honor the Christian symbol of faith and instead used a religious message for political purposes. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
New York lawmakers are closing in on a state budget deal that will likely increase taxes on top of businesses and wealthy New Yorkers by billions of dollars. The massive $200 billion spending proposal, including a so-called millionaire tax, broke on Sunday for the Easter holiday. Legislators and Governor Cuomo are expected to reconvene in Albany, New York on Monday. Major League Baseball hypocritically requires a photo ID for fans to pick up tickets at stadium box offices, even as it attacks Georgia's voter ID law that expands voting in the Peach State. Major League Baseball pulled the All-Star game from Georgia because of the new laws. Federal data on causes of death in America show that in 2018, falling down accounted for at least 126 times as many fatalities as guns of any kind. A fact by the CDC, as lawmakers are continually demanding a new round of nationwide gun controls. The Derek Chauvin murder trial continues Monday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Let's get a U.S.-Mexico border update with Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
As the humanitarian crisis on the southern border continues to worsen, lawmakers are trying to push solutions to the immediate problem. Congressman Carlos Jimenez says that Congress needs to reform legal immigration. But the Florida Republican tells Fox News that there are more immediate steps that need to be taken, and they start with putting the Trump-era border policies back in place.
We need comprehensive immigration reform in this country, but it has to be legal. We're a country of laws. Look, the Customs and Border Protection folks told us what we needed to be done. A, they needed more officers. B, they needed the border wall that was under construction, that to be completed. They need greater and better technology to help them out. They need the policies, better policies and the policies that were in place before
right.
to be restored. And I also think they need one more thing. We need to hire hundreds of additional judges so that we can adjudicate a lot of these cases asking for political asylum much faster, and that would disincentivize this wave that we're seeing.
The Mexico-United States border is the most frequently crossed border in the world, with approximately 350 million documented crossings annually. 14 games in Major League Baseball today. One early game at 1:10 p.m. Eastern as the Twins and Tigers go at it in Detroit. Be aware the Braves at Nationals has been postponed due to COVID-19 restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.